here on the Sunday Sports Roundup. And we are now lucky enough to be joined by a young batsman who certainly made headlines last week in Adelaide in just his second Sheffield Shield match. But before we introduce our special guest, I might throw to Dave McDonald, who can shed a little more light on this young man's journey. Dave.
Oh, thanks very much, Dave. Yes, it's an honour. We had this gentleman on the program in a two blue shirt a couple of years ago. He came in with the big ticket and had a bit of a chat. But this young man pretty much grew up across the road from the station. And, of course, he's come through our local cricket clubs to now represent Tasmania in the Sheffield Shield. Tim Ward, it's a very special welcome back to Alive 90.5 Sports. Not a welcome because, mate, you have been on before. Mate, firstly, congratulations on, firstly, your debut for Tasmania and the wonderful success you had over the weekend.
Oh, thanks for having me back. Yeah, cheers. Pretty lucky to put on a Tassie shirt and pretty happy with the way I started the season, to be honest.
That's right. Now, Tim, your journey to Tasmania, obviously very hard to get a start in the New South Wales side. But if we just go back a little few years, you kicked off in a similar coloured shirt there. You kicked off your career with the Hills Barbars, the Mighty Barbarians, mate. Did you start then in under-10s?
I started at Winston Hills Cricket Club in under-10s through under-11s. Moved to the Mighty Bars to play under-12s and then played a couple of years there. Then made my way to the Mighty Hurricanes and got some guidance from the great Dave McDonald. And then after a year there, pushed on to Parramatta and was lucky to score a few runs and then got a call from Tasmania and said, come down on a rookie contract for us.
Just a few runs. You scored for Parramatta, Tim, which Dave probably can allude to. Just a few. I'm putting it mildly.
Plenty of centuries for Parramatta, Tim. And what was that experience like? And how has that experience with the Parramatta club playing first grade, one of the best first grade competitions in Australia and perhaps the world, with plenty of Englishmen even coming down and playing Premier Cricket in the Sydney Grade competition? What was that like for you and how has that prepared you for where you now are at with Tasmania?
It's held me in good stead. Playing with a great captain, Nick Burtis, kind of showed me the way in how to play my cricket and how to play tough cricket. And then playing against all the quality players and then going on to win the premiership with a bunch of guys who all grew up playing together. And we're just great mates on and off the field. And that kind of showed me the way that I really want to play my cricket and also enjoy my cricket throughout the rest of my career.
It hasn't been the easiest journey, though. You're 23. We see so many young players burst onto the scene in their late teens and early 20s. You've had to work a little more harder for this, as Dave alluded to earlier. What does it feel like and what did it feel like on Thursday when you brought up that century, perhaps in the moment and then after the day's play, just reflecting a little bit on how far you've come?
It was pure relief, to be honest. After a few years working my butt off trying to get a game for New South Wales, and they obviously didn't think I'd fit in that setup, and that's fine. Just the years of not knowing if you're good enough and not knowing if you'll ever get the opportunity. That's why it was so satisfying to bring up the 100. It's just like a weight off the shoulders, I guess. Through the years of being an electrician and then training at night, doing all those extra hours, I guess it just makes it that little bit sweeter.
And tell us a little bit more about that, working as an electrician and applying your trade and training towards your dream of playing first-class cricket. What was that like?
I really actually enjoyed all the hard work. If I wasn't doing that, I'd probably just be down the pub with my mates. But I actually liked the long days and the work in the gym and hitting thousands of cricket balls. And then, yeah, scoring runs for Parramatta was awesome. I was around some great guys. And then, I really enjoyed it. And then coming down to Tasmania and still having that same work ethic, I think, has been the reason why I was able to go out there and have a great start of the season.
Yeah, it was a very good start to the season. Obviously, a lot of people have taken notice, but I'll tell you what, I was nearly going to message you to probably fine you for a lack of celebration. It was typical Wardy. Again, it was very light on. It was like the job's not done. That's got a nice little milestone, but I've got a job to do. And you were straight back on the job and obviously went on with it, mate. You can have all the ability in the world, but batting long innings, what's the key to batting time?
I think the first thing is being reasonably fit. I think if you want to bat for 4 or 5 or 6 hours, you've got to be physically fit so that your mind can stay fit all day and you can concentrate. And then just having a process you can go back to every ball and repeat the same thing ball after ball being able to just stay switched on. And because if you make 200, 300 good decisions in a day, you're there at the end of the day. Whereas if you have that one, split second where you lack concentration, you're out there back in the sheds and someone else is out there batting. So I'm a little bit greedy. I like to try and be the one out there scoring the runs, which is probably why I was out about the day.
That's a great bit of advice for all young batsmen. And you did right. It's that one momentary lapse that can ruin a magnificent innings. I just want to quickly touch on the University of Tasmania Cricket Club. That's where you're now based in terms of your grade cricket. You had a wonderful premiership win last year and a phenomenal innings with the Australian skipper. Just give us a bit of an overview of University of Tasmania and how they've took you in.
Yeah, they were very excited to have me from the day they heard that I got down there. And the coach, Damien Wright, who's played a fair bit of first-class cricket and done very well, he's just an absolute legend. And he took me under the wing and, did a lot for me and really helped me out. And obviously having the Australian skipper there was a big draw card to go to the uni. So, really lucky to end up where I was. And then I had James Faulkner and Jake Doran around me as well. Like, you can't ask for much better quality of people in cricket around you.
I'm just going to say to Tim, how have you adapted to life down there in Tasmania, surrounding yourself with all of those experienced players? And someone like Damien Wright is terrific from a cricket perspective, but the last 12, 18 months, it hasn't been the easiest for anyone in Australia, and particularly here in Sydney, where I assume you still got your family based. How have you handled that, and how has your family been going during this time of lockdowns and the COVID-19 pandemic?
I've obviously missed the family a fair bit, but I'm one of four boys, so there's a fair bit else going on. So I'm kind of just on the side. I'm not too focused on. The first 6 months were good. Everyone down in Tassie, really welcomed me. But the next 6 months have been awesome, having my girlfriend down and making it feel like home. It's been really good.
It is a lovely place, Hobart, of course. Big fan of the scallop pies. But have you been to Mona?
I have been to Mona, yeah.
What a place that is.
Yeah, there's plenty to see there.
Oh, indeed. But it's great. And we're just talking off air before, the campaign continues for you, Tim. You're about to continue travelling around the country for the next round. Tell us what you've got coming up. in the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, well, the squad goes to Perth in a couple of days and play a one day out. And then we've got a Shield game after that. And I think we might be off to Queensland again to play them the week after. So we're on the road, but it's good that we're playing some cricket. So yeah, I think we're just pretty lucky that we're able to get a few games on Victoria and New South Wales aren't as lucky as us, but you know, they'll get their opportunity to play some cricket at some point.
And just finally, Tim, and we thank again Tim Ward for his time. It's been wonderful to have a local product that's done good abroad in Australia on the program. Tim Payne, he's heaped a little bit of praise on you of late in terms of your attitude and you as a batsman and as a person. How does that sit with you early on in your career? Does it create a little more pressure? Are you just humbled by it? How does it sit with you?
Yeah, well, I guess there's a little bit of pressure there. But he was, really good. The moment I got down there, he welcomed me completely. And we've had a really good sort of friendship from there. He's guided me a fair bit and shown me, the right ways to go about things down there and how to play my cricket. And we've been good mates since, and there's not too much pressure there. I think you'd just say that about anyone, to be honest.
He's someone now you can talk to as a mate?
Yeah, absolutely. We speak on the phone a little bit and see each other at training, obviously. So all the guys there are, we're all good mates. So it's actually a really healthy squad that we're in. Everyone gets on really well. Everyone enjoy spending time with each other on and off the field. So it's a great place to be.
Yeah, well, a lot of us up here, mate, so proud of you. Facebook went absolutely ballistic. A couple of the serial offenders at the Two Blues, mate, you probably know who they are. but the buzz amongst the whole cricket community, the Barbars, the Canies, everyone was so pumped for you, mate. And again, on a personal note, I'm very proud to see what you're doing. I know how much Pete and your old man and your brothers are so proud of you, mate. Keep the fight going, mate. Keep the head down. And, mate, we really hope to see you walk out to bat for the Tassie Tigers against the Blues at the SCG one day this season, because for a little bit, well, there might be a bit of cheering for the Tigers. But congratulations, mate. We wish you all the very best, and let this be only the first of many big knocks for you, mate.
Oh, thanks very much, Dave. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Hear to that.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much, Tim. There he is, Tim Ward, 144/81 in his second Sheffield Shield match for Tasmania last week. We'd like to thank Tim again and Cricket Tasmania for making him available for this interview. He's a name to remember for many summers ahead, we think. You're listening to the Sunday Sports Roundup on Alive 90.5 FM.